I appreciate the opportunity to say a few words about legislation I am sponsoring alongside Senator Judy Schwenk, which would repeal Section 1112 of the Public School Code. Specifically, Section 1112 prohibits a teacher from wearing any garb, mark, emblem, or insignia that would indicate he or she is a member of or adherent to any religious order or sect while in the performance of their duties as a teacher. A teacher who violates this ban must be suspended from teaching for a term of 1 year or permanently disqualified from teaching after multiple offenses. In the case Nickel v. Aaron, the court held that the school's religious affiliations policy violates the free exercise of religion and free speech clauses of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. In that case, the teacher was suspended for refusing to remove or conceal a small cross she regularly wore as a necklace. Based on the decision of this case, Section 1112 is no longer warranted and should be repealed. In fact, when I first supported this bill as a House member, Pennsylvania was one of only two states with this sort of law in place. Today, we are the last state to have this provision still on the books, as Nebraska repealed their law in 2017. Last year, the Observer Reporter editorial board wrote, "Of course, a public classroom is not a pulpit, but a teacher simply wearing traditional garb associated with their faith is not preaching. It's time Pennsylvania recognized that difference." The origins of this original law, which was created in 1895, can be traced directly back to the Ku Klux Klan. I agree with the editorial board at the Observer Reporter. As the last state with this still in place, it is time to make this change. I want to thank the chairs and members of the committee for your consideration of this important legislation.